And the question is, who will start for the Philadelphia Eagles this year in the first game of the season? Will it be Carson Wentz or last year's Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles?
And the question is, who really cares?
Right, okay.
Besides, you amazing Eagle fans, thank you for joining us today.
Welcome to Motivation Monday, Jen.
Welcome to Sell or Die.
And this is your chance to grab hold of your own bootstraps, tighten them a little bit, and get out and sell something because it's Monday.
That's right. And Sell or Die is a sales and personal development podcast. So if you're joining us for the first time, listen in, subscribe, and review our show because we want to be one of your seven shows that you listen to often.
One of the big seven. Now, it's Monday. What the hell are you doing listening to this thing? You should be out there making a sale. So this is
best
my job.
Best opener ever.
Wait, let's introduce ourselves. Some people may not know us.
Okay, I'm Jeffrey Gittimer.
And I'm Jen Gluckow.
And that's all you need to know. And here's the deal. We have a new salesperson. And this morning, he made his first sales presentation. And this morning, he made his first sale.
That's right.
He's so pumped he can't see straight.
That's right. He got to ring the bell. The whole office was vibrating.
Everything.
It was freaking awesome.
What are you doing to make your Monday enough to last through to Tuesday?
Well, that's right. Because Zach didn't just wake up this morning and be like, oh, I'm going to give someone a demo.
No. He was ready.
He was ready. He was prepared. And he booked this meeting last week for first thing Monday morning.
He knew that this was a potential customer. He knew that if he did a great job, he could close them. And we're going to get into what happened because I think it's important to understand the difference between how a millennial thinks and how a real salesperson thinks, but we can get into that a little bit later.
There are millennials who are real salespeople.
Well, they want the customer to do something for themselves, and we don't want that.
Well, let's talk about that. But first, let's recap your Charlotte event, Jeffrey. It rocked, and I can say so because I was sitting in the audience for most of it. And it was really amazing.
It was a wonderful event for me. I got to see a lot of my friends. You know, whenever there's something in Charlotte, I see people I haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah.
It's like a homecoming as well as a thing. And friends came and nice people that I've known for a long time came and people I didn't know ever came.
Yeah, we did some live seller dies. We had some technical difficulties, so we may not have posted to Facebook Live as much as we'd like, but we've gotten our devices fixed and solved.
And we're good to go. We're now ready to go to Philly.
Yeah, that's right.
We're actually going to go to four more cities this year. If you're looking to buy tickets, you'll probably see it up online within the next week or so.
No. Our events person starts July 11th, so you will see it after July 11th.
There you go. We're going to go to Atlanta, Philadelphia, Dallas, and Chicago.
That's right.
Those are going to be our four cities till the end of the year.
And maybe Orlando if it's really cold in December.
That's true. When we need a swimming pool that's shaped like a swan or something.
And you were mentioning those Sell or Die Lives that we did in Charlotte.
Yes.
Those were fantastic. And those will be up on the Sell or Die podcast feed. So if you haven't subscribed,
cool.
iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, just search Sell or Die, the audio.
Amazing.
Cool.
Now, love that.
Here's the deal. It's Monday. You have an opportunity now to have a great week or to have a crappy week, depending upon the attitude that you have in your soul at the end of today.
Okay, so hold on. Guys, on Facebook Live, I want you to type in crappy or great, depending on what your personal attitude is, and be honest, crappy or great.
Could it be crappy or happy?
Yeah, crappy or happy.
There you go. Crappy or happy.
Oh, our producer boy. What a
Doug
brilliant guy. Yeah,
you can't see him, but
he has the edge.
Yeah, there you go. You should ding yourself, Doug. That was ding-worthy.
Exactly. Crappy, happy, or ding.
Yeah. All right. So
now we're out there. You have prepared for the week. If you haven't prepared for Monday, by the way, the odds are you're going to have a crappy Monday.
Some people like to prepare for Monday on Monday. Like they think, oh, Monday is the first day of the week. I'm going to prepare for my week.
The latest you should prepare your week for Monday is Friday.
Mm-hmm.
The earliest would be Wednesday. Mm-hmm. So you got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to prepare for something on Monday. And if you're a real diehard, you're working Saturday.
It's like sales dominoes because if you start your week with a sale on Monday, hashtag make a sale Monday, They keep rolling in all week.
Hashtag Motivation Monday. Hashtag, what else can we hashtag?
I don't know. How come no one's telling us if they're crappy or happy? This is BS. Come on, guys. This is the audience engagement part. We need you to tell us, crappy or happy.
I think most people are crappy, but they don't want to say crappy.
Admit
yeah,
it.
Bob is crappy.
Is
Hello,
Monday.
Bob.
We're going to help you. And
thanks
find
for
out
checking
what's going
in.
On.
No, but I think that we need to give them an alternative of choice that's either positive or positive.
All right.
Like, so it could either be happy or has potential to be happy. How's
All
that?
Right. I like
Everyone
that.
Everyone gets a trophy
oh, we have
for
some
participating.
Greats. Matthew is great. Harry is great. This
yeah,
is awesome.
They're all
okay.
great. Yeah, no one's crappy.
Well, we don't know that yet.
I'm going to tell you, Jen.
They might just not admit
I'm going to tell you. Right, exactly. No one's going to admit crappy.
It's Come like on. When you see Instagram pictures and people always look like they're perfect. I'm sorry, but people do not have picture-perfect lives all the time. It's bullshit. Like, why not be real with the world?
We were at the restaurant on a Sunday for Father's Day, and I saw three women walking by us going to their table. And they were kind of bitching about where they were and what was going on and the heat and all the other crap. And then like 40 seconds, 50 seconds later, I see this one lady sitting in her chair taking a selfie looking like $1 million. Like she's bitch all the way up to photo.
Right. Right.
So I went to see that reminds me. I went to see Joe Biden.
Wait, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. The story time music. There we go.
There we go.
So I went to see Joe Biden last week speak here in Charlotte. And there was a lady that I swear spent, I would say, a good 20 minutes trying to get a selfie of the empty stage behind her.
Yeah.
I mean, she struggled, and then her friend got involved to help her. I'm like, you know, if it takes me more than a minute to get something off like that, I'm done.
Yeah, but that's
well,
a
but
guy
women are different. They got to see how their hair looks. They got a whole thing going on.
That's
there
right.
was I think there were some that's technical right. difficulties, but she was taking a selfie of an empty stage. I just don't get it.
Well, that's just stupidity. But
yeah, well, we don't want to call that we don't want to call it out.
I got a ding.
You know, it's so interesting. You can call your own gender stupid, but you can't call the other gender stupid.
That's right. That's right. Well, I could call a guy stupid. You just can't call a girl stupid. Let's be real.
All right.
Or we could just be safe and say that they
all
are.
All people are stupid.
That they are actions that represent stupidity.
There you
yeah.
go.
There okay,
you
there
go.
You go.
There you go.
But selfies have become a way of life.
Yeah.
And everyone does them. There's a name, there's a day named after it, Sunday.
But here's the question. Are you taking selfies with your customers?
And you should. If you have any meetings on any day of the week, especially Monday, you take the selfie, you post it up on Instagram, you talk about what a great person this is, you tag his kids, you tag his, you know.
His wife.
Exactly.
Her husband. Whoever.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
don't assume it's a man, Jen.
Their dogs.
Don't assume it's a man,
they
Jen.
Their dogs.
Don't take the selfie with an empty office.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
So here we are, and Zach makes a sale this morning, and he tries to direct the person to fill out the form online after the guy says, I'll take it.
All right. I
sign me up.
Let me talk about what happened. So, because I was there. So, the guy goes, all right, close me out. I'm in. And he was literally like that excited.
Yeah.
And Zach goes, and Zach, we love you. Okay. But Zach goes, okay,
don't
great.
Don't sugarcoat it.
I'm going to give you this link. And when we get off the phone, you can just pay right there. And then we'll get you all hooked up.
Exactly.
Whoa.
Exactly.
The penalty 15 flag.
15-yard penalty. 15-yard penalty. We're going to call it a millennialty. We're not going to call it a penalty. It's a millennialty.
And I'm like waving him down, and I'm like, get his credit card now. You're on the phone with him. And he's like, or I could, and he was so smooth about it, or I could just take your card right now and do it for you. And the guy was like, yeah, sure. And
exactly.
Boom, Zach made the sale. I love it.
Let's talk about the insurance business for 1 second. If you're in the insurance business, you have been taught from day one that the customer never fills a form out. No matter what it is, no matter what's going on, the insurance salesperson fills the form all the way out and then turns it to the customer and says, okay it here or press hard three copies and doesn't use the word sign.
Oh, is that why Michael Silverman always fills out all my
exactly.
forms?
Exactly. Please approve this. And that's how sales work in the real sales world. And you can't fill out a form online. This is not sending an email to somebody. This is not sending a text to somebody. This is a sale. This is where you make money. And as soon as you give away the power to the other person, you have the chance of it disappearing.
Okay, so part of...
Oh, I didn't have the chance to fill it out yet. I haven't had time. I got called into a meeting, and now it's Thursday, and you're trying to chase somebody down. You should have the sale. You should have the money in your pocket. Boom.
Hey, the great Ron Goodwin has just joined us.
Hey, Ron.
Ron, you're back. It's awesome to see you on
live. How are things in Boston now that you're tied with the Yankees for first place? Not happening, bud.
Hey, if you guys could just share this out with your friends right now, give it a quick share. That would be awesome.
Tell both your friends.
Send us some likes. That would be awesome. But, you know, part of being prepared for Make a Sale Monday is being ready with that link for them to pay or being ready with that contract where they need to sign.
There has to be a way for the customer to buy the minute they say okay. And you have, as a salesperson, you have to make certain that you have pre-prepared for that in the unlikely event that the customer will say okay.
Yeah.
It's unlikely because 3 out of 4 times they're going to say no or not yet. But that one time, you want to make sure you have money in hand.
And here's the cool thing. If you walk in with that contract ready for them to sign, or you walk in with that payment link ready, or the swiper thing ready for them to swipe, assuming you're going to get the sale. What do you think that assumption does to actually get the sale?
Well, I think that there's a lot that has to do with the preparation part. Like, if you make a sales appointment on Monday, you better have all of the things that you think the other person needs. First of all, you have to have done your LinkedIn research for the person in the company.
That's right.
Second of all, you have to have done your Google research from the person in the company.
Yep.
And third of all, you have to prepare a list of questions and a list of ideas that you have that you think might help the person buy.
And a lot of salespeople are doing that now, and it's somewhat becoming standard practice, but they're not taking the extra effort to be prepared to actually close out the sale. Be prepared with the invoice. Be prepared with the contract. Be prepared with that payment link.
Well.
Oh, what's that, Doug?
Oh, that's our new sound effect. That means we have a question from the internet.
It sounds like we're going to AOL or something.
That's right. We're taking it all the way back to the 90s.
Yeah.
Actually, we're taking
You've got mail.
You've got sale. We've got
Doug, that's a dinger.
All right. I don't like self-dinging. It doesn't feel right. This is actually we're taking.
At least you're doing it with someone you love.
Oh, Jeffrey.
See, that one I felt good about. I like dinging you. All right, so we're gonna take it to Reddit. Actually, reddit.com/r/sales.
Please share this person's weird name with us.
Yes.
This is Tallest Hebrew Hammer.
Oh yeah.
Now you're talking.
Most Jews are not tall, and I'm Jewish, so yeah. I can say that.
Yeah, exactly. The taller you are, by the way, the higher price you pay. So this guy obviously is paying retail.
What Jew has a hammer?
I don't
know. Besides you.
I don't know. Okay. So the question is, on closing, as a young sales professional, is it better for your long-term career to work in an inside sales role, solely doing inbound lead qualification, or is it beneficial to take on a closing role? I'm trying to figure out what would lead to better long-term success.
And the answer is anything. The more you concentrate on one specific topic or one specific thing, the better you're going to become at it. And if you concentrate on inside sales, either qualify people or close sales, you'll become good at it. And you know what? You're going to know when it's time to leave. You're going to go, the hell with it. I've got this down. I can go to the next thing right now.
I don't understand. Why do you have to choose one?
Well, I think he has options.
Oh.
But the bottom line is my son-in-law, the great Mike Gradowski, started out with inside sales and inside warehouse and inside stuff, and he did it for a decade. Finally, he was given an opportunity to do outside sales, and he's now making 3 times the money because he learned on the inside what he had to do to satisfy customers. He took their calls. He took their complaints. He knew exactly what they needed so that when he went out into the world and talked to those people, he nailed it, and they love it, and they love him.
I think you just nailed it, Jeffrey. Let's go to the next question.
Okay.
Well, I actually have a question on that, on the question we just did. So when do you know when it's time to do what he did, which is jump from inbound to outbound? Like, what's that moment?
When you think you can take your boss's job. I'm smarter than my boss. Finally, I got to go.
You just know it because you're crushing every sale and you know you're ready for the next
step. And you're underpaid. You're crushing sales. You're underpaid. It's time to take a bigger risk. It's time to go out there and make more money.
When you become the top salesperson in that role, you're probably ready for the next role.
Yeah. And don't quit before you do become the top salesperson. Because
That's right.
Then you get thrown out of the bus and kicked to the curb by every single person. Yeah, he wasn't any good. He never came to work on time. He was a negative person, la-di-da. But if you're the top salesperson and you quit, then somebody has to say, we just lost our best guy.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so.
So we have some diehards here that we need to say hello to.
Okay.
Wes Wyatt, what's up, man?
Dude.
I owe you something, and I'll get it to you. I'm sorry. Edward Wrong, what's up? Happy and fantastic. We have Matthew Reeves who said, started sales this month, still training, but had my first survey by myself today. A little behind the scenes. Tomorrow, two sales, or I guess sales, that will all be me. Way
cool.
To go, Rocket.
Yep, exactly. And when you make the sale, come on, give us a comment to tell me.
Yeah,
that
follow up with us tomorrow and Let us know how you're doing. We
help
know.
Salespeople keep their shit together. And on Monday, that's the perfect day. You have to make certain that your act is together on Monday, that you're positive, that you're going out there, you're banging on the door that you don't dare bang on. You get in and you make a sale to somebody. Say, listen, you're in, Mr. Jones, and you got to talk your way out of it.
And here's the deal. If you're not doing that on Monday and you wait till Tuesday, you've already lost a day.
Yeah, you've wasted
not your... cool. Now you only have four more business days to rock it. You've lost an entire day of the week. Don't be doing that.
The lesson today is make a sale on Monday. It sets your week. But you have to prepare for that sale on Wednesday.
Yep.
That's all I'm saying.
Yep. Wednesday night.
Oh, I think we have another question.
We have another question from the internet. And a reminder, you can ask us your questions on Facebook. Just put it right in the comments and we will prioritize it. But this is another one from Reddit, username Shifty's War.
Oh my God.
And I want to say that Alex, our great social media maven, selected this one as well. So,
all right, Alex.
Yeah. So props to him for this one. Shifty's War says, I have a small graphic design business and I've been struggling to find jobs, and a friend suggested that I look into hiring a salesperson on commission. I posted on Craigslist, but mostly only got insane people and some Nigerian princes.
What?
My question is, so some scammers.
Oh,
right.
Man.
So my question is, what would be the best way to find someone who would work with me? I'm located in, get this, Jeffrey, Boston. But local isn't important because I find most of my work online.
The best thing you can do, and this is just my opinion, don't post anything on Craigslist. Go to someone who's taking graphic design in college, who's at a junior college or even Boston University. They have a great design school. And find someone who's got a gregarious personality who can go out and evaluate people's design. Say, I'm here to evaluate your design. We're going to come up with a couple of ideas, and if you like them, you run with them, and if you don't, no problem. Fair enough?
Sounds
and you
fair
get
to me.
Samples to the person, not make a sales pitch about how great you are. No one gives a shit about how great you are. They only want to see how great you are. And you do that by investing in a graphic design person or yourself, making the people a few sample designs, and go from there. It might be an ad, it might be a logo, whatever it is, go for it.
I've also seen a lot of graphic design. I love that idea, Jeffrey.
And thank you.
Yeah, I've also seen a lot of graphic design
people. I didn't get a ding for
people.
It, but it was pretty
no,
damn
good.
No,
it wasn't ding worthy,
I know, okay.
But it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Begin their careers by posting their work or posting availability on sites like Upwork or other places where people actually hire and look
yeah.
for graphic designers. And then they end up going off those sites and getting more part-time or more freelance work with those employers.
Yeah, so this person is actually asking about hiring a salesperson on commission.
I understand that.
Yeah. It's not he doesn't need
well,
another graphic.
Well,
not going to work.
No, their friends suggested that they look into hiring a salesperson,
right.
But what I'm suggesting is they start off being their own salesperson by posting their work and their capabilities and their portfolio on Upwork, looking for jobs rather than waiting for the job to to come to you, go look for the jobs. People are posting that they need graphic designer help on those kinds of sites. Go tell them how you can help them, and then build your portfolio, build your career from there, earn testimonials, and get referrals. And that is how you can build your business.
If you're really looking to go to an Upwork kind of place, I don't want to name any names like WeWork, you post on their bulletin board that says, I'm a graphic designer. I'm so booked right now that I need somebody else to help. And we're doing amazing work. And if you either need if you know of someone or you need graphic design, I'm your guy.
Well, that brings up a great point. So like Upwork is
what is it, Jen?
A hiring
Spit
place.
It out, honey.
A hiring place online for freelancers. But if you do go to a WeWork or some other co-working space, you have amazing ability to network with the people in that co-working space.
Who are all anxious to do business.
Right. And they all need graphic design help. You just need to find your customers.
And you can have like a little card your graphics blow and you put it underneath their doorstep and you... You put it underneath their glass door.
Yeah, but take on a few at first for a little or no charge and just do a redesign for
them.
And show them what the potential
is. Say, listen, if we do a redesign for you, would you show the rest of the people here?
That's right.
That's
right.
Be willing to give away your product. Don't have to charge every nickel for everything and everybody. Great question, Alex. Thank you very much for doing this. The guy will benefit, and so will all the other listeners who are worried about, well, how do I make sales? The answer is give away shit. You don't make sales, you earn sales. And you do it by having other people believe in you and wanting to hire you. Invest a little bit of time, maybe a few bucks, and go for it.
And do it on a Monday.
Yeah.
And you know what? Giving away your services just for like the first few is going to be cheaper than hiring a salesperson in the beginning. You don't start out with a salesperson. In the beginning, you are your own salesperson. You have the deepest belief in your work, and you need to pass that on to the other
customers. The reality is very few salespeople are going to work for a small company for no money.
I got to take this. It's a client, and I might have to close the sale. I'll be right back.
Motivation Monday.
All right.
Make a sale
There's
Monday.
Nothing more motivating than that.
No. All right. I'm here by myself now. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say.
Take us home, Jeffrey.
Here, all right,
I'll
here
help
you.
I'll
Look.
Help you. Here we go.
Look. Here's the deal. It is not August yet. We don't have any kind of news or pre-games or preseason, any of that stuff. But I'm telling you, I wore my Eagles shirt yesterday, and I felt great. My daughter Stacy gave me and Erica gave me the Eagles logo on the front and number one dad on the back or the number one. It's just nice. So I wore that all day. But I'm telling you this, salespeople, you have the opportunity not just to make a sale on Monday, but to make your sales life better by planning to make a sale and then actually making the sale. And you might want to make 3 appointments for Monday, because if you're closing 1 out of 3 for 20 years, you're going to go to the Hall of Fame. You can strike out twice as long as you get just one of your 3,000 hits. Because in 20 years, if you make a single every day, you're going to go to the Hall of Fame. But this is the challenge for you. You have to be ready to do it. You can't just come in on Monday saying, okay, I'm ready. No, you have to be ready the Wednesday before. You have to make the appointment, and then make the presentation.
Cha-ching!
Oh, cool. Made a sale Monday. Okay, great.
I assume you made the sale.
Oh, yeah.
So Jen is now full of New York vim and vigor, but did you do this?
Oh, hey. Grudowski, what's up?
It's my granddaughter.
I love when Izzy joins us.
It's summertime and she can get on to Motivation Monday. Way to go, Iz!
My first instinct is like, is she cutting school? And then I remember like, summer or maybe she's homesick.
Exactly. Now,
but Izzy, you would never cut school, right?
No. So here's what to do.
Wait,
you
we
make
have some
certain
questions. You know that?
Huh?
Do you know we have some questions from our listeners?
All right, let's hear. More from
you. No, I was just setting. I was setting you up. Yeah, I was setting you up. There you go.
All right. Harry says, I sell cars and I keep every form I need in a folder on my desk. When they say yes, I was taught to start writing. I try to research all my referrals before they arrive. Any ideas on how to research a showroom visitor who just drops in?
Yes, I have plenty of ideas. Stop selling cars. Because
but
it pisses
people.
Harry
might be very successful at selling cars.
You know what? No, that's okay. But allow people to buy the car.
Uh-huh.
Find out why they came in. They made a destination visit to you, bub. What have they been looking at online? What's their favorite car in the place? Would you like to take it for a drive? How are you planning on taking care of the car that you have right now? Would you like us to buy it or would you like to sell it yourself?
So what you're saying is you might not have all the answers or all the information that you would like.
Right.
But
you have to have the questions.
Ask the prospect while they're there in a friendly kind of way.
Have you ever driven this model? Or tell me the best model that you see. And let's take it for a drive.
His logo is Car Buying Made Easy.
Very nice. But the bottom line is, nobody trusts a car salesperson. And I'm not going to say nobody. I'm just going to say
most. Well, we might trust most, Harry, because he's a diehard and he's listening to our strategies.
Might. But I'm just telling you, in general.
Harry, do you sell Teslas? This is very important. We need to know. Okay.
It's very important to understand that people come into a car dealership on guard.
Yes.
They have already done a bunch of online research. So guarantee you that if you approach that person and say, listen, thanks for being here. I'm assuming you came to buy a car because the groceries are sold across the street. If you are looking for a specific model, can you tell me how much research have you already done so I don't bore you with a bunch of facts?
Yeah.
Okay, that's number one. Number two, now I know where that person is. They probably already have a price. Do you have a price in mind or would you like me to tell you one? There's so many things you could do to engage the person instead of sounding like a 50-year-old salesperson. Were you looking for a new car today? Did you want to lease or buy? And stop smelling like a cigarette.
Harry doesn't. Don't take it out on
Harry. Well, we don't know that
for
a fact. I'm just telling you, Harry, if you're smoking, not good. Because, it took a minute. No, you don't take a minute. You still smell like a cigarette.
Oh, man.
Harry, report back on your smell.
Yeah.
This instant.
Mint your clothing, Harry.
Oh, Harry probably smells just fine.
Okay, so let's assume you do smell good. Your customer still has to think good. And they're thinking about you. They're worried about the fact that you're a car sales guy. They're worried about the fact that they may not get the best deal on the planet.
Harry doesn't smoke, okay? Just for the record, he doesn't smoke.
Harry doesn't mind if he doesn't make the scene. He's got a daytime job. He's doing all right.
Hey, if Harry is listening to us, Harry rocks.
Yeah. Harry, go for it, bub. Now, who's next?
All right. Doug, can you read Edwards?
Edward Wrong?
Yes. Yeah. The question is from Edward. Edward asks, how do you overcome quality control issues with your company's product? How do you buy time with your good customers?
Ooh.
You go into the CEO's office. You jump up on his desk and you say, our quality sucks.
Hey, take
what
a
are we
video
doing
of
about
that
it?
Huh? While you're doing it.
Just think about it. What could be more important than the quality of your product? Not to you, to your CEO. And he or she may not even know that their quality sucks. So your job is go in, literally stand up on their desk and say, our quality is being called into question by our best customers. We're going to lose if we don't do something about it. And I'm here today to ask you, how can I help?
And it's really hard. Like, if you promise a date and then your company doesn't deliver on that date, I've been there, it sucks. Because it's not just your company's reputation, it's now your reputation. You promised that date, not just your company. So one thing you may want to do before you even have to buy time is buffer the date. If you know your company is not making their deadlines, don't give the company deadline. Beat it. Tell them 2 months later, it's going to come in 2 months later, and buffer it. That's number one. Number two, figure out if it's something that they need right now, what you can do to help them get by. So, like, figure out how you can
even if you have to buy from your competitor.
Right, right.
Because they're going to go there anyway.
Someone was telling us this weekend that their product came in wrong, their quality of the product sucked, and they walked in with their work shirt on to their competitor and bought the competitor's price just product just so they could deliver to the customer. Now, I'm not always recommending that that's the right thing to do. You might have to do that in dire situations.
You have to get somebody's permission.
Yeah. But Like, if it's talk to the customer and figure out how they're going to survive business-wise,
I can tell you this,
without that product.
If you buy a competitor's product and deliver it to the customer when they desperately need it, they're going to tell that story for years.
Mm-hmm.
That's a guaranteed. Okay, so we're about to wrap it up right now. Questions or no questions?
As he just said, my dad. Izzy, I hope camp was fun. You'll have to tell us all about it.
Okay, so my name is Jeffrey Gittimer. I want you to go to the Gittimer Learning Academy and buy something.
Should they buy, Jeffrey?
Huh?
Should they buy the Gittimer Learning Academy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can go to the Gittimer Learning Academy. You can subscribe to Sell or Die. We're going to be here
tomorrow.
You're
shy about this, so let me just tell you guys. If you want sales training help on a daily basis, you want the best sales training help on the planet, go to GetEmerLearningAcademy.com, subscribe to the Learning Academy. It will not just change your sales career, it will change your business career, and it will change your life. And I mean that sincerely with my nasal voice.
I think that we are on fire today. I think that we are on time today. And I would like each of you diehards who are brave enough to listen to the entire show, first of all, I want to thank you. Second of all, I want to challenge you. Get out there and sell something, even if your ass falls off.
That's right. Have a great week, guys.